September 8, 2021, off the top of my head, windfall. We're going to try something different here, not the technique where we lead you like a neuro-linguistic programming to a point where you're open. We're going to start with the points we're going to talk about right away. We're talking about windfall and all the mistakes that people make. 70% of the lotto winners after, I think, 5 years are bankrupt. Now, why is that? That's what we're going to talk about. There are many points we're going to talk about, but the points we will be talking about will be covered in about 7 different sections or modules. We're going to be doing a module 5-10 minutes long for each section. This is just to tell what the modules are. Number one, the biggest deep doo-doo you don't want to do, and that's making everything about love of money. If you do that, you are in deep doo-doo, and there's a lot about that that's important. The biggest problem, friends and family. So part two is going to be about friends and family and windfall. And it's surprising how many people lose everything due to friends and family. Yeah, lotto winners, their biggest enemy, the thing that destroys them is normally friends and family. Oops, there's ways around that. Pod three, another huge disaster waiting within the shadows of windfall, and that's con artists, people who are very skilled at finding people who've gotten money and stealing it. Once the windfalls happen, come out of the darkness in all shades and all forms, and lawyers and financial planners and schemes and wonderful opportunities, investments, and people who are going to help you. Not all are bad. In fact, you need some, but that you need to know what's going on there and what's not and how to avoid it. By it, I mean getting scammed by a con artist, a skilled artist. Some of them are very, very skilled with what they do, and that's all they do. They are con artists, and there are ways to spot them. Pod number four is really about some of the weaknesses we have as people. I call this pod, No Clear Goals Leads to Disaster. Yes, it's about goals, but it's also the specific way to set goals. It's also about goals that I think you should set, like diversifying, like hedging, like planning for your increase, planning for your income to come out of the windfall for life, long-term planning, protection, those kind of things. And without a clear set of goals, you're setting yourself up for disaster. Not only is this about setting goals, but it's about goal setting and achieving. And it'll steer you to a whole course on actual goal setting and achieving those goals. Because just setting them doesn't work. You've got to achieve them. And that does sometimes take some work, but it's definitely worth the work. The next pod five might be one of the most vital pods you've ever heard. There's a scripture. And it says, the carnal mind is deceptive above all things. People never talk about it. Why do you think that is? Because our minds can really trick us. Now, this is a lot about lie truth detection. I had a rich boss who got me into it, and I put tens of thousands of hours into it, became very skilled at it. That's what I did for tens of thousands of hours. Not just body language, but actual PSE machines, psychological stress evaluators, voice tone biofeedbacks, and some other very powerful techniques. And after I got good at lie truth detection, I realized, oh my God, my mind, our minds, lie to us. We believe things that aren't true. And there's a scripture that says that the carnal mind is deceptive above all things. Now, there are ways to overcome that, but unless you know about it, it'll lead you in a ditch, and it probably already has. That's one reason most people don't have windfalls, and it's definitely the reason why people who get windfalls lose most of them. So this is called, it's about the carnal mind and how to overcome that, which, though tricky, isn't all that hard. Now, pod six is about lie truth detection. As you said, I got a lot of skills at it. I actually used it in kind of a technique to really help people remove their limitations. And I spent a lot of my time as a vow poverty kind of person. So I did have a different reality. I was growing up in money. It took a lot of vow poverty, and I got to watch it from both sides. But this lie truth detection is something that I think people should know a lot more about than they do, because it's surprising not only how others lie to us, and you can detect that, but how we lie to ourselves, and you can detect that. And that's much more important. So that's pod six and pod seven, the last one we're talking about. It's called, I call it real wisdom, real truth, real love. After you listen to the first six pods, you start realizing that there must be a point you start out with. And that's what the point seven is about, where you should really start. The last shall be first. You start realizing that the core that you should start out with, they call the last shall be first, is real wisdom, real truth, and I say real love. Wisdom first, and wisdom has been so misdefined by so many people. You can go out and search it and find people talking for hours and hours about wisdom, but they're not talking about real wisdom because they don't know what real wisdom is. They're professors who are following some following a carnal mind, talking about wisdom. I've been there, done that. I'm not. So real wisdom will be the most freeing thing you have. Real truth. Well, I mean, who wants to work on anything? You don't want to work on lies, so why not find the real truth? And love will be the most satisfying thing you've ever done. And it's not the illusions of love. It's the reality of love. A final thought also covered more in tape 7. Test all things. Find out what's true and not. Hold fast to that which proves true and good. The end. And God bless you, and may your windfall bring you much blessing and bring the world much blessing. And may you be in peace.